They, Joey, they don't understand. Dude, back then, I never gave a fuck how big I was. Looking at me now, back then, I was a fucking cyborg.
I show my dad, I'm like, bro, look at this kid on my team. He's my age. My dad's like, holy, what position did you play? I'm like, running back. Like, didn't you come in, you came in as a running back?
Yeah.
He's like, daddy plays running back.
Black people only know Denzel Washington.
Yeah, they don't know Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, right. They're like, that's all they care about. Denzel Washington. I'm
he's
like,
actually my favorite. Denzel is my favorite.
Really? Dude, really? It's not Ryan Gosling?
Is that crazy?
That's crazy. Denzel's that's wild. My favorite. That's why mine is Ryan Gosling. It's reverse.
Are you serious?
Yes, bro.
I go Denzel too.
What the
fuck? Like, when people ask me my favorite actor of all time, I say Denzel Washington.
Just ended racism today, right now, guys.
Right here on Joey Joy Radio.
Right now on Joey Joy Radio, we ended racism.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
True story, I swear to God, you can ask my dad. First semester at Westminster, bro, we were 18 years old.
18, right? Yeah,
18
bro.
Years old. I went in, first semester. Well, it wasn't even first semester yet. You go for football camp. It's like a month or few weeks before school starts, and we're the only people on campus. Like, meet everybody. It's like, all right, all the freshmen, there's fucking 100 of us.
Yes,
remember,
bro?
100
yes.
of us, bro. I saw James, bro. Think about this, dude. bro, you don't even all right, we need to put a picture up. You're gonna send me a picture of you.
I am
in college, okay? Yeah. And we're gonna put it up so people can understand. Yeah. Like, he's big. Like, people are like, what are you talking about? He's big now. Yeah. No, this motherfucker was big, bro.
They don't understand. Dude, and listen, I don't even, back then, I never gave a fuck how big I was. Looking at me now, back then, I was a fucking huge cyborg.
Bro, unnatural. I was, I went home, I show my dad, I'm like, bro, look at this kid on my team, he's my age. My dad's like, holy fuck, what position did you play? I'm like, running back. Like, didn't you come in, you came in as a running back.
Running back,
yeah. I mean, he was like, daddy plays running back. He was the biggest dude. I was like, running back?
And your football
and it was all
headshot?
These Florida kids. That was the first time I really met Florida football players. Like, you, Wall, AP. I still talk to AP.
Yeah,
AP. You talk to AP?
Yeah, bro. Listen, Joey, when I came to Pennsylvania, bro. Mm-hmm. It's a different culture out there, but you know when my first impression of you was all the other Pennsylvania-born kids were sort of different. They were more like, they had no riz, bro. They had no like kind of like swag about them. I remember the first day I met Joey Joy. I said, guys, bro, who is this tall kid, bro? Like, everybody's laughing around him. This kid's fucking charismatic as fuck. Bro, I told my friends, because at that time, they were, you know, Keanu and Dwayne and all
and
them.
And Bryce
and all them. I said, bro, like, I don't know. One day this guy's going to do something fucking cool. Because, bro, you had a different swag than everybody else on the team. And bro, I wish I can fucking face something. But I told him, I said, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to do something like different, bro.
Because
everybody else was like so stiff and so like weird. You know what I mean? They were a little.
It was weird, and you can relate to it, bro. Yeah. It was weird being at the school we were at. It's so small and nothing going on to like want to get into something like that, bigger than graduate from Westminster and then move to Pittsburgh and work in.
That's what they all did, bro.
Health insurance or something.
That's like, what they all. That's what everybody else
and
did.
And you were doing, bro. Before I was doing it, you were doing it.
Yeah,
like, and I wanted to do it. And I was telling Mitch right before.
Mm-hmm.
You were one of the first people. So, Bang Energy. You know what's funny, bro? I don't. They're not in any of the stores. I went and tried to get some to bring them here.
They got canceled.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see that, Mitch? Mm-hmm. Where like they an ingredient, right?
Big lawsuit.
Yeah. Big. I got letters because I was sponsored.
Really?
I got letters saying, "Oh, compensation." I'm like, compensation for what? They're like, "Oh, there's a big fucking lawsuit." I was like, "Oh,
shut
shit.
Up."
Yeah, bro. And I'm sitting there. I was like back then promoting like Bang Energy. Let's go.
Well, I think they kind of started the influencer, like them and like Fashion Nova.
Yes, bro.
Changed the game.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, completely. Because
They made companies realize that using influencers like that not only can be cheaper, but more effective than TV commercials. Like,
yes, bro.
It made sense. And you were doing it, bro. Like, you were sponsored. And correct me if I'm wrong. I said this to Mitch. Like, that was probably illegal back then. That was before NIL.
Yeah,
and you were of college.
We wanted to ask about that. What was the, did you have to get like a loophole or?
You were an NCAA football player.
So it was, so here's a crazy thing. I am admitting, as a black guy, I sucked. I didn't suck at football. I just didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Listen, I was just so bad. I was like, people were like, bro, you were so fucking small.
Nah.
You were the fucking good. Bro, I was bad, bro. Like, I was athletic.
Nah, bro, freak athlete. And like probably one of the top five strongest guys on the team, including the O-linemen and shit. Football wasn't your priority.
Yeah, it wasn't. Ever. Yeah, yeah, that's
true. And that wasn't like it. What you didn't want to be a great football player.
Yes, bro. You
and,
see, you know, and yeah, you
like you cared more about the lifting aspect, and you wanted to. You, bro. It was like, and I think our senior year, you did a bodybuilding competition.
Dude, senior year, I remember I quit. I said, fuck Benzo. I said, listen.
That's our head coach, by the way.
Yeah, head coach. Yeah, fuck that guy. Listen, he literally tried to like not gaslight me, but he tried to make me feel bad because I did a TikTok in a camp senior year. It went viral on TikTok because remember I was like kind of like transitioning, like bro, I'm just gonna do the social media shit because I was also different than the other kind of like. Oh, I hate to say this other thing too. This is like very controversial, but fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. Most black guys, dude, are not kind of like me. And what I mean is most black guys, and this is just true, are more like, oh, I'm going to be like cool, swaggy, like I'm going to wear Jordans and shit. And then there was me who's a little dorky and a little like, I'm just a little bit more, what's the word, like energetic and shit. So I didn't fit in, bro, with normal black guys, I don't fit in. I just don't. And I knew that. And I said, man, like I'm a little different from these normal black dudes. I'm just going to do this social media shit and like, put myself in front of the camera because I feel that's where I belong. Because I don't, you know, I'm the football thing, I'm not really into it. Fucking, I'm not into basketball or any of the shit that they're into. I gotta pave my own way for kid, like black dudes like me that like are different, bro. Because you gotta like it's not anything racist. It's just like, bro, there's a different type of levels to this shit. It's like Michael comparing Michael B. Jordan to like a what's the rapper Future.
Yeah,
it's different. It's different. Yeah. It's nuanced, bro. Yeah. It's like.
Both black guys, completely different.
Completely different. It's like when studio executives, who are we going to hire? Michael B. Jordan or Future? It's levels to knowing that kind of differentiation. I think
there's also value in being able to kind of vibe with different crews. You know what I mean? Like, and I think you figured it out. Yeah. And I think that's something that people see with me too.
Yes.
Like, facts. I don't know. It, like, you notice. It's not like... Like, you drop me in a lot of different environments. I'm cool with the nerdy white guys.
Yeah.
And then the hood black dudes like me too. Do you know what I mean? Bro, like, you can see on the football team. And same way with you. Same way with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's value in that. And that takes you really far in life. If you can do it without, it's like tastefully. Like, you know what I mean? You don't try, if you're a white dude and you try to act too hood to be cool with it, people see right through that shit.
Like, just you know, you're yourself. Not Eminem. Joe, you're not Eminem. And you don't give, and the thing that I really expect about you is you don't care to be Eminem. Nah. You're like, tastefully, I'm going to just, the hair.
No, well, yeah,
let's
no.
Let's go past that part.
No, now I'm Eminem, but before I wasn't. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Justin Bieber, guys. It's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I like Bieber more.
Yeah, we like Bieber more. Anyways, it's like, you don't try to be like, hey, bro, what's up? You just like, bro, like you kind of just, you kind of stay in your own lane, but also just connect, bro. You're not like trying to be somebody different. You're like just being authentic, bro. And that's for me, like coming from, you know, Miami to Pennsylvania, I said, I'm just going to be authentically myself. But there was still some blockage when I came to LA. When I came to LA, it was like, bro, there's still like some shit you got to like let go.
Yeah.
Once I let go of it, I was able to just be authentically myself. Yeah. Everything that I ever wanted just started to come to me. Just being like, okay, this is who I am. I'm not I'm not hood. No. I'm not going to wear a billion fucking chains. I'm not going to fucking throw, you know, flex that I have money or nothing. Nah, I'm just going to be like, bro, this is raw material. This is just James Leon, who he is. That's it. And if you like it, cool. If you don't, I apologize.
And it's also great to move out of your hometown.
Yeah.
Like to move out and to kind of let that shit go and really be your own person because
Bro.
Like, I struggled with it a lot. I mean, I don't know if you did or not, but like posting content that you wanted to post, but knowing people that know you personally that maybe would kind of hate on it or give you shit. And it was kind of like, it's a little whatever, but it's like good content. You know what you need to post.
Yeah. But letting that go
and not giving a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like people wish they could post freely and kind of do what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But Joey, look at everyone else. From Westminster, and then look at you. Which path do you want to take? Pittsburgh, working a 9-to-5 with some fucking Pittsburgh girl that's like a fucking 7 and you whatever, or being a fucking superstar, bro. It's like what
I knew that when I was young. You probably asked my parents when I was young, like, They knew I wasn't going to sit in an office from 9 to, like, I couldn't, yeah. literally physically couldn't.
I knew, bro. Like, I knew. I told, bro, he's going to do something, bro. Like, he's not going to, this guy's going to fucking do some shit. I knew
and
that shit.
And we're working on it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And we're still building this, bro. We're just only getting started, which is crazy too. Like, we're only just beginning. And what's funny is, like, you know, it's one of those things, bro, where it's like, being congruent with what you want to do. Like you said about posting the content, bro. Dude, you, I guess you had a moment where you just said, fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, bro, there was, dude, photo shoots with a tee at Westminster. Like, yeah, bro. Bro, people were loser, douche, like, fag. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, what do you, like, oh, I don't know. That's what I want to do, make content and shit. Yeah.
And you know what? That same shit happened with me, dude, when I was trying to get people to even hold the camera. I remember being at Westminster, like, bro, can you just hold the camera for this video? And people be like, damn, bro, like, you're going to hate that. I'm literally just asking for, you know, to hold the camera.
No, people aren't with it.
They're not with it until you, people are always a fucking hater until you do it. Then they're like, oh, I knew you were always going to do it. Like, bro, get the fuck out of here, bro. No hate, no disrespect, all respectfully, but you back then had a chance to fuck with a legend. It's your fault that you didn't see the vision I had.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're fucking done. Bam, fuck out of here.
And even before, like, you had traction on TikTok and when I moved to Miami, before I was on a TV show, and I still wanted, I was like trying to figure it out. I'm like, then I was hitting you up because you were, I don't even know how many followers, you probably like fucking million or something back then on TikTok.
Yeah, like a million. Yeah.
And you figured it out and you were doing crazy shit and you lived down there.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find, which is another benefit to living in LA, just like Westminster, nobody wanted to hold your camera.
Yeah.
Everyone will hold a camera here. That's why people were here.
Exactly.
So, like, just having you close to Miami and reaching out to you. And I was telling Mitch about some videos we made. Like, you drove down and we made some videos with Rob. You remember Rob, right?
Oh, yeah, Rob,
We were in Dunkin' Donuts. Do you remember that?
I remember that. We walked down.
What do you mean? You, dude, James, this is when the Charlie D'Amelio drink was big.
Yes, bro.
Dude, walk into Dunkin' Donuts. And he goes straight to the back.
Straight to the back.
Literally starts grabbing cups, like, mixing shit. And they're like, they didn't even do, like,
they didn't do anything.
Do whatever he wanted. Like,
yeah. I walked in. I used to call it back then swole privilege, where, like,
oh, yeah, that's what it was.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, is it just they didn't want to fuck with you because you were just so big? They're like,
hey, it wasn't that, though. It wasn't that, like, what would it, like, mean? I went in, like, hey, like almost like a white businessman in a black man's body.
Like, he was supposed to be there.
I was like, hey guys, well, you know, how you guys doing? And I'm just acting nonchalant. I'm making the drink. And they were with it, bro. They were just like, wait. They're like, you're not supposed to be back. But in that way, like, whoa, what the hell's going on here?
So that's the ultimate confidence right there. Exactly. White businessman in a black body that's also jacked?
That's also jacked.
I wish I had that energy. Yeah, he was bigger than too. So people were kind of like, you did it at Publix too.
Yeah, bro.
Went back to Publix. It was like making a sandwich. Started making a pub
sub.
Yeah, bro. Okay, Joey, I got a question for you, bro.
Hey, I love it.
Okay. Let's talk about when I came to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guest there. Remember when I was in Miami, there was a guest from the TV show you did.
Was it? Which one? Which guest? It was a girl?
Yes,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about now?
Like, the girl I dated from the show?
Yes, the girl you dated. Yeah. Okay, brother, do y'all, are y'all like cool? What? Like, what's
not, wait, which actually is crazy. Like, real bad falling out, like, when it ended.
I was real bad falling out. Bro, because, you know, we're like,
I lost like 50,000 followers on Instagram.
Bro,
isn't that crazy?
It's because, bro, we've always been homies, but I remember, like, you know, when we were doing our shit, I was like, damn. What happened to that little white girl? Like cute little white girl he was with. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
I went on her page and, like, I see somebody else. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah. I was confused. Yeah.
So I don't know if you know anything about Canadian girls. Like,
well
wild ones. Yeah, wild. Well, they're wild. Beautiful. Like, I would say, like, top spot for most beautiful women in the world. Toronto doesn't even make any sense. I don't know why, but people say that all the time, and it's true. They're nuts though. They're nuts.
Yeah. Well, nuts for you.
I think everyone's experience, but no, Carly's a good girl. We had a weird falling out. It's also
that's
weird.
It was Carly.
We had a good time. It's a weird thing, like meeting someone on a TV show and then having like a super public relationship with them.
That's where I was confused.
So you go from not having any like social recognition really to then blowing up. So you're getting all this attention from emails, from everybody. And then you're like locked in a relationship. So it's kind of like, damn. So it's like a weird battle in your head. Like, what am I doing? Like, it's weird. It's a weird mental thing, whatever. Yeah. Nah, bro. She ended up dating like a couple other guys and then getting married like less than a year.
Wait.
From us breaking up.
Dating couple and getting married.
Like two boyfriends and a husband and is married currently.
I think.
But she's coming on the show.
She would take you back. She would leave her husband and take you back any day.
You think so?
Bro, when she comes on the show, watch how giggly she gets around you. Her husband watching is going to be so jealous.
That's why. And I was telling her, because I'm not that dude either. Like, I was like, yo, like, he can come and you guys can chill. Like, I'm not going to be weird. I would just love to sit. We haven't talked in 2 years. Like, love to have you on.
You haven't talked in 2 years?
Like, not extensively, no.
Yo.
Like, I hit her up about this and she was really cool and open to it. She was like, congrats. She was like, really
she's cool and open.
Supportive of it. So.
Damn.
Yeah, that's it.
So brother, so here's another thing that's crazy. I said this on Chase's podcast. I said this about Chase.
Hey, I'm going to ask you about that too. How's that?
That was so fucking lit, bro. So lit. I honestly, the guy, I didn't know, I knew of him, but he was a cool guy when we were next to each other. I was like, oh, he's fucking cool, bro. Really, like, really solid dude. Here's what I'm going to say though. I told him, out of everybody who was on the show and did something, he actually is doing really fucking fire ass shit. Also, to you, brother, you weren't when you did the show, you weren't like the initial, like the first group.
No, I came
in
late,
you came in late and still beat out every other guy who was on that show with more followers, doing more shit after. You imagine if you started. I bet the producers are like, damn, why the fuck didn't we put Joey Joe in the beginning? They're idiots, bro.
Yeah.
They're idiots. Brother,
I'm glad. I love this. I love this. This is what I needed.
Yeah. They're idiots. Brother, let me tell you something right now. I don't know if you knew anything about entertainment or how to, like, on camera, what to do.
Yeah.
You brought in a different aspect to that show that actually made the show. You know that, right? The show wouldn't have been the same because if you weren't there, Carly would never have the guy that she was like, oh, fuck. Because remember, it was Chase and you.
Yep.
The show would have never done good if you never went on. All the producers, you should have put them in the fucking beginning.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome,
but
brother.
Back, and I really appreciate that. I try to do my best. I think what really helped is I was genuinely like, excited and appreciative to be there. You know what I mean? Yeah, so every time they were like, Joey, do interview, or Joey, this your scene, I was there like, I'm on Netflix, bro. This is crazy.
Yeah,
this is
bro. Sick.
Some people were there a little longer than me and they were kind of like, but you know, like, all right, like, cause it is tiring. But I was so like, I wanted it so bad that it was just, it helped to be appreciative. But,
and then look at what happened after. Your energy dictated everything that happened after, though.
But with Chase, me and him, like, had beef on the show, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we were actually cool for a little bit, like, after we were done filming.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't even remember specifics, but something happened, like, on social media, and it kind of, like, made us rift and unfollowed each other and shit.
You guys unfollowed each
other? Yeah, like, we haven't been cool in a while. Like, me and Chase, like not cool. Like,
what?
Yeah,
is
right
it,
now.
Is it over Carly, or?
Like, not even. No, I don't think so. Originally.
Uh-huh.
He was doing some shit, but to be honest, like, I knew what he was doing at the time, but it was kind of hard to tell if it was for social media, if it was being real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel that.
And, like, when you were sitting down with him on the podcast, he was probably, like, such a cool dude and normal dude. Like, not douchey, not asshole, whatever. Yeah. He plays the villain very, very well. Like, you're saying how well he did after the show.
Yeah.
He's good at like poking and being a jokester and being that, like, you know, like
no,
troll.
Sure.
He's a good troll.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And he gets that, like, and that only a certain type of person can do that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
of course.
Like, if you read his comments ever, like, people are going in on him.
People are
and
cooking.
He doesn't really let it affect him, and people he just lets it run up the numbers. Ass. And that is something to admire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's doing it as a business and he's taking it to a different height. Yeah. I don't think I have it in me to be that villain, though. Like,
here's what I'm going to say. Had it been like you in the start of the show with him, he does the villain role really good. Of course, like, he's entertaining. You would have, like, broken the numbers ever for anybody on Too Hot. You know, the Harry Jowsey guy?
Yeah.
That's another guy who I'm thinking everybody who did Too Hot to Handle, you're a dumbass if you didn't go and think, okay, after the show, what did Harry do?
Yeah.
How did he market himself? Okay, did he do boxing matches? Yeah. Okay, did he promote this?
All dude, I signed with his manager. You know that?
That's the smartest thing you can ever
do. Bro, that's what I thought.
Oh, shit.
Like, so right when I got off the show, signed me and then Nathan. I don't know if you remember him.
Swole ass dude.
And with skinny legs. Chase. Yeah. That's hilarious. Nathan, Chase, and me. Nathan, right after the show.
Is he on the show?
That's what you're talking about. Jack, dude. Oh, Nathan. Okay, white dude.
Okay, Nathan.
Tattoo.
The tattoos, okay.
And Chase.
Yeah.
And we all signed to Harry's manager.
Okay.
And without going into too much detail publicly, didn't do much for us. We all got out of it pretty quickly, like in a couple months. And if that tells you anything, because you sign a contract and you don't really get out unless something's going on. And we kind of got out pretty smoothly. He wasn't doing the same things for us as he was doing for Harry.
For Harry, yeah.
Because in my head, so coming right off the show, do you have management? Do you have manager, agent, agent or something?
I have a manager, just a manager right now. Yeah.
So, I was like thinking, and the show's telling you like there's that 6 months in between of coming out. I mean, of filming and coming out, you're not allowed to tell anybody about that you were on Too Hot to Handle or whatever. So you can't really find a management.
Yeah.
Then I started hearing everybody's finding managers and shit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm the idiot, like listening
to them.
Like, and so I reached out and to a couple of people, and I had someone in Miami that I knew and trusted and was like, but they were small, not as proven, like didn't have big clients. So I was like, eh. And then he reached out to me, Harry's manager. And I was kind of like you were thinking, bro, like no brainer, bro. If no one's done it better than Harry Jowsey coming off a reality show. So like do it. And it helped though. I got on because then it got me in with Harry. I did Harry's podcast right off the show and shit like that. But no, that didn't work out. And it hurt me a little bit because put me behind the ball like 4 months finding a manager. Never got another one. But dude, you learn.
Yeah, and you know what?
You fucking learn.
You learn and fuck that because listen, in a couple years when you're like just even bigger doing your own thing, that manager's gonna look back and say, "Damn, I should have saw the vision."
That's the way to think.
I should have saw the vision, and the only person that can see your vision is you, right?
That is true.
Because, dude, same thing for me when I came out here, bro.
I don't even like telling people what I planned.
Don't, bro. Keep it all.
I hate telling people like big plans because then people look at you like, okay, it's like, you know what I mean.
And more than that, it's your subconscious, because. You know, you ever had this situation where you told a friend your plan, and when you told your friend, you feel worse telling them? Like, they made you feel like, they kind of made you feel like you shouldn't do it, or they kind of backhanded it, and you're like, I thought you were going to hype me up. Yeah. And I learn when you have some like a vision that comes in your mind, you keep it in your subconscious, you let it kind of manifest inside of you, and it starts to materialize really.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing to that is when I first moved out here, I was the worst actor ever. I couldn't act. I was overweight. I was not fit to be a Hollywood movie. Like looks wise wasn't made for it. You know, acting was trash. But I said, you know what? I'm going to make it happen. I don't care what anybody. There was guys telling me, bro, you're too big, or you know, you don't act good. All this shit. Yeah. I didn't let it get to me. I stayed focused. I went into the acting classes. I got my ass kicked. Got ridiculed all this shit, but I still was able.
I can imagine that shit's probably crazy.
It's crazy, and right now none of them can touch me, like none of them. Right now, I said, I might suck now, but in 5 years you won't be able to see me because that's my work ethic. Yeah. Even at Westminster, bro, and I did the bodybuilding shows when kind of transitioned to acting. The same thing, putting in the work, going to classes, doing the shit I have to do, finding the right manager. Because there was a lot of managers that I was like, no. You can't do this and that. I said, all right, bet. It's okay. You don't even have to explain yourself. I'm going to find the right one. That's when I found Debbie Berger, my manager now. We went ahead. We did the biggest movie ever, probably, I'm going to say ever in the world.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started. People don't, like, I don't even want to say my plans up, but just know I'm fucking coming. And I told people this 5 years. You won't even be able to see me at all, bro. Same shit with you. Nobody's going
to
be able
to see me. I'll be able to see you, right? We'll be vibing
stuff. Bro, we'll be, bro, of course, bro. All of us. Mitch
will be able to see you.
Me and Mitch will work out and shit, and fucking we'll be throwing parties and doing all this crazy shit.
Wait, hang on. Speaking of manifesting, first Black Superman, James Leon.
Yeah.
I know. Just tell us a little bit about that.
So.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been a, so when that happened, it was a, somebody sent me a post. And let's talk about manifestation in the first place. When something's meant for you, things start to happen that align with that as your mind starts to think about it. The second my mind thought about it is the second the universe started saying, okay, well, this is how shit's going to go for you. So after that post came out, I did a TikTok. It went viral, blew up. I was like, damn. It could have did bad, but it did fucking like 20 million views. So the next thing was crazy. Fucking wild. And then there was a stunt trainer in Australia who said, bro, I seen your videos on TikTok. I'll fly you out here to come and train. I'll show you what to do. I said, bro, don't, like, are you kidding? Like, and you know, it's a thing too that most guys in LA or wherever, if they offer you something and you're a good looking dude, be careful because they might be trying to fuck you. So I was like, bro, what are you after really? He's like, no, dude, just come out here. I'm like, all right, sweet, let's do it. I'm in Australia. Best time of my life. I'm over there training, doing my thing, meeting new people, meeting Australian girls. Everything's perfect. I'm like, wow, the universe is speaking to me right now. So then I went ahead and did a couple more posts. Had a lot of opportunities come out of that.
When was that? What year was that? You went to Australia.
That was 2020 or 2021 summer, I believe. Yeah. And if you can think just from a TikTok post, I'm going to Australia now. And then I got people wanting to do like, you know, short films and all this other stuff. And after it did what it did, I let it go though. That's the one thing also about manifestation. As much as you want something, you can't look at it as if you're trying to get there, because mm-hmm. then you're constantly in that mode of trying. Mm-hmm. You got to just be so that you just are at the same frequency as it. Because that's why I don't believe in vision boards. Because if a vision board has you thinking, I'm envisioning this and it's not really here. Mm-hmm. When in reality, you have to be here for what you want to attract to you. Mm-hmm. So after it did it, what it had to do, no more. That's it. Everything after that is just, I'm already here. I'm already Black Superman. Everything's going to follow as suit. I don't have to really work for anything. Right now, the next thing I'm working on is Kang the Conqueror.
What is that? Kang the Conqueror.
So if you know...
you can't just say it and not explain it. He just said it and leaned back.
Kang the Conqueror. So as you know, Jonathan Majors is an actor. Got caught, not caught, but there was a white girl chasing him and, he got in trouble for it.
Wait, what? What happened? A white girl chasing him?
Yeah, there's a video. Bro, there's a video. Fucking white girls like chasing him across New York.
One white girl?
Yeah, big ass black, swole black
running
dude,
away, from-
running away, running away from a skinny ass white girl, and she's chasing his ass like fucking Usain Bolt, and he's running. I'm like, damn, that's that brother right there knows what's about to come.
Yeah,
and I'm watching like, damn, dude, that's tough. I've been there before, bro, but it's okay. So, Kang the Conqueror was his Marvel role that he did. In my mind, there's nobody else that can do it besides me in the city. Whoever the producers all are going to know that. I did a video out there. They'll see it. I'm probably going to get called in for it to audition for it. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But that's the next thing that I'm working on with my team. And
Kang the Conqueror.
And that's it.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
That's not the only big role that you were chasing. Tell us about your experience on Barbie.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to ask. Like, I want to hear how it started. Like, how did you get in on that?
So first off, it started because I found my manager Debbie. She believed in me since day one, like full belief. I had no credits, new to the city. She just was like, dude, your energy about you, let's do it, we'll rock. So Debbie sends me out on an audition for a muscular guy on Venice Beach. That was the first role.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the audition and it said Barbie. I'm like, a Barbie movie? What the fuck? This is not going to do good. It's Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, what the
fuck? That's fucking crazy.
So I did the tape for it, sent it out, didn't hear shit. So I got another audition, guy on the beach. So I see it on the breakdown. It said Barbie again. I'm like, Barbie again? What's going on here? So I did the tape out, sent it out, didn't hear anything. The last one said lifeguard with Ryan Gosling. I said, Ryan Gosling? Shit, sounds pretty legit.
You're in. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, and I called my parents. I'm like, mom and dad, yo, Ryan Gosling? Think of, and this is the crazy thing. Black people only know Denzel Washington.
Yeah, they don't know Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, right. They're like, that's all they care about. Denzel Washington. I'm
he's
like,
actually my favorite. Denzel's my favorite.
Really? Dude, really? It's he's not Ryan favorite. Gosling?
Is that crazy?
That's crazy. Denzel's that's wild. My favorite. That's why mine is Ryan Gosling. It's reverse.
Are you like, serious?
Yes, bro. That's no, bro.
I go Denzel too.
What the fuck? I go
Denzel. Like when people ask me my favorite actor of all time, I say Denzel Washington. All
we
time.
Just ended racism today, right now, guys. Right now.
Right here on Joey Joy Radio.
Right now on Joey Joy Radio, we ended racism.
All right, you told your parents.
Yeah, so I called him and said, I'm like, I'm hype as fuck. I'm like, Mom, Dad, I just got an audition for a scene with Ryan motherfucking Gosling.
Yeah.
All I hear is silence. Who's that? I said, what? They're like, yeah, who's that? Is he friends with Denzel? I'm like, what? No, Mom, he's not friends with Denzel. And they're like, oh, okay, well, good luck, honey. And then whatever, boo. So I go in, I do the tape, right? And I'm like,
what is the tape like? Like your audition tape in your apartment?
Yeah, my apartment. So it's like a self tape. Mm-hmm. So they send you the sides, and then you just put up your camera. You do the you create the a character, whatever, and then you do the lines. I had one line, bro. It was just one line. That's it. And then in the tape, 2 weeks go by. I didn't hear anything, and I'm like, damn, they auditioned me 3 times. I guess fuck it. I didn't get any of them. Debbie calls me. I'm in my bed. She's like, hey, so I just wanted to tell you. Get ready to be a lifeguard. And I was like, what? She's like, get ready to be a freaking lifeguard. I'm like, yo, let's go. I was hyped, bro. Not only that, but
because- wait, can I ask you a question real quick in between?
Yes.
And this is because I know you personally, uh-huh. And I think in my personal memories.
Yeah.
You aren't a great swimmer.
I'm not a great swimmer at all.
You can't really swim, right?
And not
because we did the football swimming shit, and you used to go to the shallow end, right?
Is that
the stereotype, though?
No. He's not stereotyping. I really couldn't fucking swim.
No, he couldn't swim.
Yes, I couldn't, and I know.
Even a T.
Yeah, even a T, right? Everybody's on the. I'm like, I cannot swim. I couldn't.
We did like football workouts in the pool, in the deep end, and. Like if you couldn't swim, there's like a couple heads that would go on the shallow end. And
what were those couple heads, Joey? What color were they, Joey Joy?
I would say all black people in a tee and an Indian person.
Oh my, shit was a sitcom for real though. It's like all the black
kids. Yeah, it was like there. All right, pool exercises. Like all the black kids went to the shallow end.
Oh my god!
And then they hired one for Barbie. It's like what the fuck is going on here? So yeah. They asked me to do a swimming tape too to see if I can swim.
Oh no!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I was gonna say what?
No. Yeah, you don't even swim in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Imagine.
Yeah. Right. So when I did the actual scene in the movie, I had one line. That was it. Different angles, whatever. Boom! Best day of my life. Me and Ryan, buddies.
You got to lock in with him.
Yeah, bro, like we chopped it up.
How long did the scene take to shoot? Like a full day?
Yeah, full day. Yeah, it was a full day. And you know, he when I looked at him, you know, I was like, you know, I know who you are, obviously, mm-hmm. but I'm James. Nice to meet you, brother. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, man, nice to meet you. Whatever. Really cool. He's Canadian, bro.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I can see it though.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
There's a ton of actors. A ton of people in entertainment from Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's from Canada. Best day of my life.
Was Margot Robbie there that day?
No, I saw her though going to her trailer. Yeah,
that would have been like a
yeah. So Margot,
probably better she wasn't there for your scene. That would have been like distracting.
No, dude. when she went to her trailer, she accidentally came into mine and we kind of talked to each other.
I was gonna say that's not no accident. Yeah. That's the universe.
That's the universe, right? Yeah, you manifested that shit. Yeah.
You manifested something else.
Exactly. Yeah. That would have been a different movie. Anyways, so
when did you shoot that? How long ago?
Bro, that was I shot it a year ago. Yeah, about a year ago. Yeah, dude, it was just for me. Like, you know, when you are on your journey and stuff happens, you're like, wow, like this is really happening. And you're just like, it's an affirmation from the universe. Like, bro, just keep going, man. You know, keep doing your thing. And I still am doing my thing.
Bro, that had to be a crazy boost of like not only confidence, but like, all right. Fuck, it was worth it. Like, now let's keep going. Like, it can happen. Like, you know what I mean? That was like, it can happen. Like,
momentum.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, momentum.
Because think about how crazy that is. Like, if you had to take a guess, how many people do you think they hit up to audition for that role? Seriously, like.
A lot, bro.
Like 1,000 people.
A thousand, bro. There's like you got to think in LA, there's 1,000 other people that look just like
you. Just like you.
Yeah, like there's 1,000 other good-looking black guys that, you know, could do that. And they have to go and say, which one it is. And it's a little bit of, you have to have a good dosage of luck.
Yep.
And you also have to know your craft. You have to know what you're doing. You gotta understand the story, why you're saying the line, and really show them why, you know, okay, this guy, he's going to go on the set. He's not going to be like some fan guy fanning over. They really, because it's bigger than just the acting, bro. Yep. Just from that little tape, they can see how eager you are, how much you want. Like, it's a lot that they can tell. Yeah. And one thing I've always said is, like I said before, you can't want it so bad that you let that impulse in you to show out in eagerness.
You got to say it like you deserve it. You know what I mean? You deserve it.
Yeah, like you just got to be like, I'm that nigga. Like, I can just do it. I give you the N-word pass if you want
That's how I feel every day when I wake up. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Yeah. just like that, yeah.
Just like that.
Just like what?
Just what you said. Just
Yeah. Say it in your head.
Dangerous territory.
Yeah. We had Antonio Brown on the podcast. And you remember when he left the field, like took his jersey off and shit?
Yes, bro.
Mitch brought it up to him on the podcast, and AB was like, obviously messing with him. Mm-hmm. He's like, "What? You just like seeing a brother leaving on top? Was that a racist thing?"
He
was like,
"That's not what he said."
He said the real word.
Oh, that's what he said for real. But was he kidding or was he?
He was kidding.
He was kidding. He was kidding. Trying to. Yeah.
He's been on his shit on Twitter though, like,
because he knows I wouldn't say it.
He's like, exactly.
Crackers or something.
What kind of character is that guy, though? Like, that guy's a character.
Trust me, you're a lot easier to talk to.
Yeah, that dude is a character. Like, him and Kanye, dude, should just fucking get married, actually.
Yeah. Like, you sit there and just fucking get all their ideas out of their head.
Well, exactly. Like, you're like, you think he's cooked, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, AB's cooked, right? Just look at his Twitter. He's cooked. And then you talk to him, and he says something, like, halfway smart. Uh-huh. And you're like, okay, I can get on board with that. Yeah. Like that makes sense. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not cooked.
Yeah, maybe. He's
and
not.
Then immediately he'll just follow it up with something else, and you're like, oh, he is cooked.
He is cooked. Yeah, he's cooked. Dude. Yeah, dude.
Cool guy though.
Yeah. He seems cool.
He's
as
a cool
fuck.
Guy.
Yeah,
he's cool. He's a little cooked.
How much longer do you see yourself living in LA?
Brother, to be quite honest, I'm not gonna move it anywhere else. I mean, maybe after a couple more roles come by and I accumulate some more wealth, I might go to La Jolla in San Diego. Mm-hmm. That's just an easier vibe. If you ever been, bro, just go to La Jolla. You'll see it's just much slower pace.
I've never heard of it. La Jolla.
Dude, it's crazy, bro.
How far from here?
It's about like 2 hours from here, bro. I gotta say, I love white people, bro. I love white people.
That's good. That's a hot take.
Yeah, like I've got to have a couple
super hot take.
I've got
you
like,
don't hear that too much.
I've got right
not now.
I love white. Like I've got a couple black friends, but I need my white people, dude. It's like it's like talking to them. I'm like, yeah, bro. Like let's go. Like we're like you whatever. Like blah, 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 blah. My white people.
Yeah.
So Jim, you know. And the thing is, I don't even golf, but I love talking about golf with it. Yeah. So you're going golfing. Yeah. Wow, that's good. I just love it. They're like, yeah, so I'm picking up Lisa from school and we're going to go. She has a dentist appointment.
Wait, what? More white people over in San, or what's it called?
Definitely.
It's more step. I'm the only black guy, but they all love me. Yeah. I love, bro. Imagine going to a restaurant and having them ask if you want a mint after you eat. This kind
of. Like you were drinking sparkling water before you got out here.
Exactly. Bro, like. Dude,
that's what we were saying to Selena.
I fucking love it. And that's why La Jolla, I said, dude, when everything's said and done, I'm going to La Jolla and being with my fellow people.
It's not like Broward, huh?
No.
954.
Yeah, that's Broward's a whole. You've been to Broward, Mitch?
I'm a Broward boy.
That's where he's
Mitch,
from.
I never asked. You're from Broward?
I'm from Broward.
Oh, shit. So, bro, damn. So, have you been to San Diego?
Yeah, no. Closest I got was Escondido.
Escondido, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so bro.
So kind of, but not really.
Okay. You can see the difference between Broward County and like LA. Like it's different, right?
Yeah.
You can see. No, it's absolutely. A whole different like vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. That's one thing I'm like, people got to understand. Like I'm from Broward. The vibe is different. The people are different. LA is like different.
But just like anywhere, there's different areas. There's different people in those different areas. Yeah. Like Broward, all the way east is different from the middle of Broward, from the west Broward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So. Fuck yeah. So
954.
Yeah, 954. So Joey, and you don't see yourself coming to LA, right? Or like living here?
Nah,
bro?
Like
what makes every person wants to live
love
here?
Florida. I love
you're
it.
You're the
bro.
Only every person says, oh, I want to go to LA.
Because you're from there, bro. Everyone you're talking to probably lives in Florida. It's probably
oh,
from
that's
Florida.
True. You're
bro, from Pittsburgh, bro.
I keep thinking
Miami
you're,
is
yeah.
like
heaven.
That's it. For shit like this, definitely a benefit to be out here.
Okay. Okay.
It's harder to do shit like this in mm-hmm. Miami. I yeah. will say, it'd be hard for me to leave like my real friends. You know what I mean? I have yeah. a good, I have a good crew down there of yeah, people that yeah, I've known do, yeah. for like, you know, 10 years, like yeah, kids
facts.
I've known since high school and shit.
Yeah, yeah facts, facts.
And I like having those real friends, and it kind of hurts and helps me.
Yeah.
Because, bro, like, dude, I was hitting you up and you were living in Broward in Miami. Yeah. That's not yeah. crazy close. Like, yeah. just because you were like the only person I know that made
yeah.
content.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, neat. You know what I mean? Out yeah. here, you have a bunch of people that constantly make content and can yeah. do shit for you.
Yeah.
So it's really beneficial.
But you got to
when you're in our lane.
Yeah.
It's hard because none of my friends are in any of that shit. And yeah. I like chilling with my friends and doing shit, but it hurts because then I do less business. You know what I mean? Out here, it's like work, work, work.
Yeah.
But then you don't have as many like real friends I've found.
Yeah.
Like I've stayed out here for months before, but not like longer than 2 months. Yeah.
But that's the thing too, bro. It's like you gotta out here, you gotta really know who you are. And what I mean by that is like if you don't have a good self of identity here, you will get lost.
Super lost.
Super lost in a whole bunch of shit. And it's not because
it suck you in.
Yeah, it could suck you in. And it's not because you're trying to not do the right thing. It's because mm-hmm. if you don't know who you are and your core values, you'll get enticed by people that don't have the best intentions for you.
So question, you kind of touched on something a little earlier.
Yeah.
Obviously without specifics and yeah. names.
Yeah.
You have some experiences with people maybe offering you opportunities yeah. and wanting something more than what you thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we're in the same world, bro. Yeah. I've experienced that too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more prevalent out here. And fuck, you kind of yeah. gotta like weed through it and see who's yeah. like actually trying to help you out or who.
Yeah.
But you've experienced that?
Yeah, bro. I've experienced that. And honestly, I can't even say names because it's...
No.
Yeah, yeah. But it's... it's crazy because... man, it's like... had I not known what I actually wanted and like who I am... I could be susceptible to saying, yeah, I'm okay, I'll see what this person's about. But because I know who I am, I'm like, no, I'm not fucking doing that shit. Like, I had a guy, you know, really big manager,
mm-hmm.
try to get me to come to his house at 12 a.m. I'm like, what? For what? What?
Yeah.
Why can't we just come? I can't come in the morning. We can't meet at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to come to your house.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, we're just going to talk business or whatever. And then later on, when I kind of said no, it was like, oh, what? You don't believe, or, you know, he kind of, mm-hmm. when you don't believe in, you know.
Just manipulating.
Yeah,
all
yeah, yeah. And then I was just like, yeah, bro. Like, this, like it's really, you'll get sucked in into some shit if you don't know who you are.
Yeah.
It's like Cat Williams, dude. Like,
yeah.
He knew who he was, bro. So
yeah, all that shit's crazy, bro.
That shit. And you know what's crazy?
Nobody, you believe him?
Here's the reason why. I do believe him.
You know, you see all that Cat Williams shit, Mitch?
No, I don't know what it is.
You know,
I like Cat Williams.
Mitch,
but
you have to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she was on Shannon Sharp. You know Shannon Sharp from ESPN?
Yeah.
Big
glasses. Yeah, of course.
He was on he has like his own podcast and they go on there, sip a little like cognac and mm-hmm. like talk about whatever. And Cat Williams like saying names like
dropping.
Saying Kevin Hart was doing shit with dudes to like get where he is, like
P. Diddy.
What was the
Ludacris.
What was the director? I forget his name.
Oh, Ice Cube.
No. There's a director.
Oh,
Harvey Weinstein. Producer Harvey
yeah.
Weinstein like went into Cat Williams' yeah. office and was like, let me suck your dick and yeah. then I'll give you the role, whatever.
Yeah.
In front of everybody, and Cat Williams like turned him down and it was yeah. weird. And then he went to the not the audition to the shoot or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
To film the movie. And he said there was like two other black dudes and he was like, what the fuck did you guys do to get here? Yeah. I said no. Like,
yeah.
And so he was like saying real names and exposing
yeah.
real people, like real Hollywood shit. And everyone's like, holy fuck.
Now, Joey, here's my question. If if he was lying, why hasn't nobody come out and yeah. said, it's because he's telling it. I believe every person that's ever lied on the internet, you got backlash, you got receipts. Mm-hmm. Everybody pulled out the receipts. Yeah. If
he's saying he has receipts.
Yeah. No. I mean, like, if someone lies, people have the receipts to say why they lied. If Cat Williams was lying, why hasn't anyone? It's been a week, maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. Why hasn't anyone? Because it's true. Ice Cube came out and even was talking about
saying it was. Yeah.
So, yeah. He was. He never said he was lying either. He just said he cleared up some things mm-hmm. as far as the technical terms of things, but he never said Ice Cube was lying or Cat Williams was lying, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. When the truth comes out, everybody gets. It's like Hollywood. You get. You're in it. To shut up.
Crazy place.
That's yeah. Hollywood, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we know that.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We
always have known that.
Yeah.
But we're just getting it confirmed. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
To be honest, bro, it is what it is. Probably right?
corporate. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's the corporate world, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Hell,
it's a business. Like, you think people don't get promotions from weird shit and, yeah. like, doing fucked up shit? Like, yeah. I'm sure in corporate, like, America, like, big.
As long as men have dicks and testosterone, it's going to happen. Like, it's never going to go away.
That's facts, bro. I've gotten like put on game as to like even like tech companies while they hire their little assistants that look a certain way. Mm-hmm. I got put on game to like certain things that happen in the world, why they happen the way they do. They were saying like they get the little assistants to like flirt with the big engineers and to make sure that, you know, if there's smart. Yeah, exactly. It's smart. It's smart business.
It's like a restaurant hiring hot servers.
Exactly. Yeah. This whole thing is like, it's a game. If you really look at life, bro, it's really a game. Everything is like chess, bro. Like, it's really a
chess
fucking
game. We
it's
don't want to play that.
Yeah, it's really a chess game. It's like, you got to think, why did they hire her instead of her? Was she hotter? Bigger boobs? Bigger ass? Yep. Was she kinder? Was she more like everything?
Does she know who's her parents?
Exactly. Who's the? It's really just
human nature.
Game. Human nature.
Speaking of games, how's your game been lately? Any chicks? No lie, bro. You like, I feel it. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. You never really post the girls or anything. Somewhat recently?
Yeah.
You've been posting some chicks on there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, is it like the same girl, a couple other girls? Like, you've been with some tings out here in LA.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So you're single right now?
So right now, yeah, I'm single. Here's the thing. Joey, I'm not the same person. I have to preface this because a lot of people at Westminster know a version of me.
Yeah.
The person I am now is so different. Like, and I am not that same James at all. Evolution happened in between where I recreated myself. I'm a whole different person now.
You like it better?
Much better. I'm much better. I don't even want to say specifics, but I'm a much better person. I'm much freer.
Yeah.
I mean, back then I was a little bit more in my head about things. I was more like logical. Now everything is play to me.
Wait, can I tell Mitch something else, obviously, that I forgot?
Yeah, tell him.
You know this guy who fucking walked around with biceps bigger than my head on Westminster's campus, fucking big black dude from Broward, was a bio major?
Bio major.
And had like, what was your GPA, bro? Like one of the highest on the football team.
It's like a 3.8, 3.9.
Bio major. Wow. And our school, like, bro, being a bio major and playing football at the same time is crazy, bro.
It's tough.
And this motherfucker was a bio major.
But it goes to show you, Mitch, it goes to show you, look at the difference, Mitch. Bio major, like I was different, football player, nerd kind of guy. Now, like this version of me now, like they're two different people. Two completely different. The person I am now back then, they would be like, whoa, you're different. And the person I was before then coming now, it just wouldn't have worked here.
And so go on. So tell me about the girls.
Wait, hang on. Joey, would you be surprised to know that I already knew that?
What?
That he was a bio major?
What? Oh, you looked at the roster thing?
Because I do my homework.
Oh, shit. You knew that already?
I know more about you than you think I do. He's a lobster coming out of his shell.
What the fuck? He's an NSA right here. Holy shit. Fuck. So do you know what happened on October 31st? At Westminster, when I was in townhouse 24 in the bathroom at 12 a.m., do you know what I did?
No.
Okay. Good. Good. I wouldn't want you guys to know.
I don't know if I do.
You don't. You probably. If I told you, you'd be like, "Holy fuck!" But okay, we won't say that. Anyways,
afterwards.
Afterwards. You'll know.
In the bathroom at a townhouse party.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So
Who was Townhouse 24? That was Paul in
those? Yeah, that was Paul. Yeah.
All right, good.
So when I talk about game, and when I say game, what I mean is like how you feel about the world and how it's like things that you have to learn. Bro, I couldn't expect to make friends kind of, what's the word? Like be someone people want to hang around by being the biology version of James. Who the fuck wants to hang around a biology kid? I don't. You want to talk about molecules all day? Like fucking molecules.
Nah, you weren't like that though, I feel
No, I wasn't. But the thing is though, I wasn't, but I've gotten much better at being more, like,
I know what you're trying to say. You have to play multiple parts. You have to play the cool whatever to get in. Yes. And then you can kind of revert back to your real self because people will, they'll understand you more. Tiring, you know what I mean?
Like, yes. Like trying to be someone else and then being yourself once you got exactly, like,
it got hard trying to like, mm-hmm. Now I can just be James. Like I've learned to just be James everywhere now. And I just learned the right people are going to fuck with me. And the ones that don't. But the thing is now, as far as like game goes, like now I meet girls, hang out with girls, do things with girls secondhand. What I mean is I'll be at a table because I'm a server too. I'll be telling a guest. I'll tell you an example. It was a guy. I said, he got a steak. I said, bro, I just got into making steak too. Did you know like the marbling? He's like, yeah, the marbling, bro. We're going off. I'm like, bro. Check this. When I put the steak on, I baste it with butter, put rosemary and garlic. He's like, bro, no fucking way. I'm like, yes fucking way. There's a group of girls, models, right by Cheesecake by themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm done talking to the guy. They're like, oh my God, come over here. Talk to me. I'm like, yo, what's up? And I'm over there rizzing them up. And by the way,
rizzing them up.
All the guys at my job's big ass haters because they can't do, they can never, they can't do, riz, they like, can't nah. riz, they're just big ass haters. And I had his table. They were like, no, stay. I'm like, guys, I gotta go. But all because they hear me just emoting, being my, like really just telling an interesting ass story. I meet women like that secondhand. I don't really have to, like, I'm always just playful and fun. I wasn't like that at Westminster. No. I might've been maybe like, I might have been a cool guy, but I wasn't like this, bro. And now it's like second.
Also, it had to have been intimidating. Like even coming out here to like a big city, like everyone's exposed to everything. I would say like 80% of the girls at Westminster are like white girls from Pittsburgh, Ohio area that like definitely have never met a black dude from Broward County like
fuck
ever.
No. Fuck.
I'm serious.
He's like, yeah, sounds about right.
I'm serious. That alone, like you knowing that going into it is probably like a little offsetting. Like, you know what I mean? Walking around school and knowing, and like people are like, what? Like,
yeah, they're like, what?
You know what I mean? You're not exposed to a lot from being out there.
Yeah, exactly. Like imagine a group of four black guys in a fucking science building. I brought the homies to my science building. Yeah. All the teachers are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey. They're just like, what the fuck?
I'm like, oh. Dude, everyone in our conference, because like we were one of the only teams with like Florida, like our coaches recruited Florida heavy and it worked, bro. All the fucking football players are in Florida, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And everyone, we had the rep as like ghetto, like mean fucking football team. Yeah. Like, and it was like totally not like that.
Cause we had a little bit more of that demographic on the team.
Yeah.
So
we definitely have more black dudes than everyone else in our conference.
Oh, fuck like, yeah. Way fucking more.
Like, it's a winning program right there.
Yeah, right.
We were nice. We were good. We used to whoop people's ass.
When we used to go to Grove City, they used to be like, whoa, look at that team over there. Yeah,
Like, damn, these Florida kids can run.
Showing up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, them boys can run over there.
They may not be able to swim, but they can run.
They can run. Exactly. Swimming, we lose. Swimming, we fucking lose. This is another controversial thing too, also that I agree with, is that I don't look at any, not to say I don't look at race, anybody that has wealth and they probably say, oh, like old wealthy white men, they earned, like I get that thing of I believe they earn that though.
Yeah.
And if you're a person that thinks, oh, it's an unfair system, the system will always be unfair to you.
Yeah.
Because you gotta think, okay, why did LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Mike Tyson, the greats of we, I would say like black people, like of the black
richest
culture,
black people ever.
Ever, Shaq even, it's because instead of going against them, they played with it.
Mm-hmm.
They used the cards that they were dealt to play with it. When you think like that, more happens to you. But if you think like a kind of like a victim, then that's gonna
life's
keep
gonna treat you
it's
like
gonna,
a victim.
It's gonna exact mm-hmm. life's gonna treat you like a fucking victim.
If you want to act like a victim,
yeah, you will be. If I always thought, well, why don't look at Michael B. Jordan, bro?
Yeah.
If you're a black guy in this industry, watch how he moves.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and move how you want to. Granted, do you, bro?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the same thing. If someone did it before you and is successful, copy the blueprint. Play smart. Watch how he goes on press conferences.
Yeah.
Watch the words he uses. You don't ever hear him say N-bombs. You don't ever... Mm-hmm. Guy's very proper. This guy, he gets along with everybody. He's can code switch. Every white guy in America loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's playing the game. He's playing the game.
Yeah.
And you'll be dumb not to think, well, why don't I just follow suit?
Yeah.
If he's done it, I can too. But then those guys that you want to say, oh, well, I'm just going to... you know, do this and that and play the victim or whatever, then, bro, you're just going to be the victim, all mm-hmm. victim and broke.
Because yep. a lot of people don't know they're playing the victim, though.
Yeah,
true. They're stuck in that mindset and yeah. they just don't know anything
and
else.
Yeah. It also doesn't help, like, a lot of media coverage is, like, makes people feel like a victim almost. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, true, even, like, true. I mean, I don't even know the details, really, about, like, the Israeli and, like, Hamas thing, mm-hmm. like, what's going on over there, but, yeah. like, I don't know. Like, if you saw shit going on all the time about, like, boohoo your yeah. people, boohoo your people, yeah, like, yeah. you're probably starting to think, like, oh, shit, everyone's out to get yeah. us. And, like, or it's not.
Yeah.
I would say the general person, especially in our country, like, isn't out to get a specific type
yeah.
of.
Yeah. And do you see the main thing that I've got from what your illustration right there is, you are the painter of your own reality.
Yeah.
You say exactly what you want to happen. I never understood why people thought that they're going to try to change what's on the outside without looking in. Because you paint the picture of what you wanted, of what you want out of life. You want to be a fucking millionaire superstar? Act like one.
Yep.
Feel that on the inside. Yep. And learn and be congruent with that. If you want to be a victim that's sad and broke, okay.
Yep.
Keep being a victim that's sad and broke. I listen to people when they talk. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to hang around you because you're not there. But I suppose when I'm with like people like you two, you guys are fucking ballers. You guys are doing this shit, have this fucking setup shit. You guys are fucking winning, becoming the best man in your bloodline, increasing your status, increasing your money, putting in the fucking work. I'm like, I want to be a fucking part of that shit because I want to be a part of winners, bro.
Fucking go!
Oh, bro, seriously. But then when I'm with guys that are like, yeah, you know, my dad and my mom and I can never get what I want. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's as simple as, like, I don't know if you're religious or not, yeah. but I think we're put here and I don't think it's that deep, honestly. I think yeah. we're put here to kind of make it the best you possibly can.
Facts.
Like, while you're helping and making everybody happy that you care about around,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People that you care about, your family, your friends that you care about.
Yeah.
And as long as you're being good to them and, yeah. and everything else, and then you're trying to just make this one little short, like, bro, I'm 26. I don't know. Are you 26 yet or
no? No, I'm 25?
Not.
25? I'm 24.
You're 24?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So what?
Fire.
You're young and that's crazy.
Lucky.
Yeah. 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 yeah
but,
yeah.
It went by fucking fast, like, regardless. Like,
yeah, dude, we were in school 3 years ago. We just graduated. It's crazy, like, how all this shit is happening. But I've also got to say this because you're hitting such an important topic. You come into this world with nothing and you leave with nothing.
Yep.
So while you're here, you might as well
yep.
do, like, influence people, be good energy, fucking take care of your family, yeah. love people hard. Make as much money as you can be and do all these
do shit things. You enjoy and do shit you want to do. Don't be like, bro, I think there's nothing sadder than people that sit and have been doing the same job for like 20 years, like 9 to 5, like
yes. So we need those people though.
We do.
We need the Matrix warrior so we don't have to do Matrix. It. Just like we need people in the military so I don't have to
You guys are fucking, you guys are next level thing. You guys see the, you see it. We need those people who are stuck. We call those in drifters.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the drift. They're drifters because, dude, they go in their job. They clock in. They're not pursuing anything worth meaningful to of value. I said that when I turn 80 years old, whether or not I succeed or fail, but I am going to succeed, I want to make sure I tell my kids I went out to California to be a movie star. I had a degree in biology. I was money in debt, fucking credit cards overdue, all this shit. Yep. But I was not willing to be a normal guy.
No.
I'd rather die. What's scary?
I tell people that all the time. I'd rather be broken, homeless than be working my ass off at a job that I don't get paid a lot and I fucking don't care about.
What's the point of life? Like, don't you want to be come here and do something? Like, do something to influence people? Like, you two, you hear you influencing people. People are coming in. Like, you guys are, you are the 1%. Most people, they go into their 9-to-5, clock in, go to sleep. Wake up, do the same thing.
Because there's a lot of people that want to do what you do, James. Yeah, and they don't take that step.
Yeah.
Because they're scared or nervous or whatever. And then you end up regretting a lot of shit. Yeah. Like, I would say, me and you aren't going to have a lot of regrets when we're...
Yeah. Facts, 100%.
Well, whether it's the 99% or the 1%, there's one thing that we all do have in common. We do all have teeth.
Yeah.
How do we get those teeth looking right with Joy Whitening? Shout out to Joy Whitening, our sponsor.
Shout out
to
Joy Whitening all the way out here.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's got teeth. Actually, everybody on this couch has really good teeth.
Yeah.
Bang. Yeah. No guests with bad teeth.
Yes, sir. Of course.
Yeah, guys. Whether you got crooked teeth or the straightest teeth ever, you should be using Joy Whitening because whiter teeth are better than, you know.
Yellow teeth, for sure.
Yeah. Exactly. And listen, guys, I would use Joy Whitening strips because as soon as you use them, your riz goes up to 100 XP. You'll get more bitches. You'll literally be a god.
You get more bottles, more bitches, more everything. Teeth, more all that shit.
You'll shine bright like a diamond in that freaking club. Everybody will be rizzed up by you.
You don't even need a chain to be Let's shining. Go. By the way, talking about chain, James... Ferry, my roommate, said he misses you and he wanted to say hi. He wants to lace you up with some jewelry. So after this, you gotta pick out some shit. He wants to send you a package. I don't know if he still does or not, but he wants to give you a bunch of shit. He said he misses you, wanted to say hi.
James, love you, bro. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
And while we're promoting anything, anything you want to promote? Anything you got coming up?
Man, just, you know, the only thing I can promote and say, guys, is, you know, I'm just going to promote you guys, and what I mean is, seriously though, thank you all for having me here, bringing me on this podcast, and being able to share my thoughts and how I feel about things, and just being able to resonate with me, and man, I just got to promote you guys and say and thank you all, because it's just a blessing to be here, blessing to be alive, blessing to connect with my fellow human beings. What more in life could I want than to connect with my fellow human beings, be in LA, chasing my dream? I'm only getting started. And the sky's the limit, and you guys will all see what I'm saying right now. I'm gonna be the biggest movie star in the whole fucking world. That's it right now. But besides that, I'm promoting these guys. I love
it. I believe it.
Let's go. Yo, maybe your podcast of your own. No.
Yeah. Maybe one day. Yeah. One day.
I can see it.
And I better be one of the first guests.
Of course, my brother. Of course.
TikTok's at Shinobi James.
Yep. Instagram at Shinobi James.
Instagram's at Shinobi James. Mm-hmm. Any other?
No, that's it, guys.
That's it. Watch the Barbie movie.
Let's go.
This guy fucking kills it. He outshines Ryan Gosling.
And watch Barbie 2. It's coming out. I'm going to be in that as well.
Are you?
Yep.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Shut up. That's sick. I didn't know that.
Well, it's not.
Confirmed. I knew that and he knew that, but you didn't know that.
You knew that?
I knew that.
How'd you know that?
He knows that.
Cause, man, come on. I know. I know everything except what happened in that townhouse on October 31st.
That's lit. Well, congratulations, James. It is a mind fuck that we're both here in LA and I met you. How many years ago is that?
5-6 years ago, bro.
More than that.
Oh.
2016.
Dude.
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Met you 8 years ago. Holy and look at us both sitting here. We were in the middle of bumfuck farmland, Amish people running around, getting up at 6 a.m. in the snow to play football for no bullshit reason.
No bullshit reason, yeah.
But thank you for coming, James.
Of course, my brother.
You're the man.
Of course. Let's go, guys.
Mitch appreciation for the setup and making this look pretty and seamless.
Yes, of course. You. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, James.
Brother.
Thank you.
Right, man. Thank you, brother. Of course.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.